Well, first of all, Conrad, congratulations. You're happy with that performance, happy with that result?
Yeah, look, and today it's about the result. You know, the performance was pleasing for lots of periods, but it was about the result today, and delighted to get over the line.
Yeah, obviously yourself and Mickey Moran went in there this year. The challenge was to get to an Ulster final and try and win it, because they'd failed before.
Yeah, well, look, whenever me and Mickey and Paul had met and talked about it, you know, it was a case of trying to be down champions again, because obviously they'd relented that, and I know a lot of people maybe outside talked about, you know, Mickey obviously was track record in Ulster and going, but it really wasn't something we had ever talked about as a group, so it was just about, look, can we win the down championship, can we take it? And, you know, I know that cliches and it's nonsense sometimes, but we really didn't look any further than each game as it come, because whenever you're always tipped to win each match, that's when something can go wrong, and we're just trying to avoid that.
Yeah, and you kind of did enough on each of your games coming through.
Yeah, look, at no point, like, we were, I think the county final was the first game that we were actually leading at half time. We were behind in every single game, and we sort of always come strong in that last quarter, but we just got used to grinding it out, and, you know, to be fair, the work they've been in, the shape them boys are in, like, you know, coming down the home straight, if it comes into like an arm wrestle, fitness won't be a problem.
And then you got into Ulster, and, you know, you went to Marafeld for the first game and played Marafeld, the first time champions, got over that one. Then Derry Gonnelly surprise winners against Trillick. Didn't play anything like what we expected of you that day either.
No, look, and I think it was probably very unfair on Derry Gonnelly. You know, we only played as well as we were at. Derry Gonnelly actually are a much better team than probably people give credit for, having beaten Trillick. So we knew that Derry Gonnelly were a huge challenge, and we prepared so well for them that we maybe over-prepared, and we struggled a wee bit, but in hindsight it was a great way to go in under the radar, and people sort of saying that they didn't think they would have enough for Niamh Connell, and, you know, obviously Niamh Connell had a great win over Clontibret and showed just how good of footballers they were, and, you know, and I tip my hat to Martin and the boys. Like, it's very hard for them today, because they have give so much to the football and the championship this year with the trilogy over Gwydor, and then, you know, what they've done going to Cavan. So, like, they have been the story probably of the championship, and, you know, it's hard for them today because they've put in so much work, and Martin been there 5 years. Like, they do deserve a lot of credit, and you know, I have so many good friends and Glenty's there.
Yeah, I read where you have a soft spot.
No, it's funny that you don't take a huge amount of pleasure when you see, you know, the, like, Brenton McDare and the Payne, and, you know, having, you know, them boys having a good game.
Because you worked with them, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Look, most years I'd be up back and forward whenever they needed, you know, a bit of help or something. So, but look, it's done now, so it's great.
Yeah. Today, I suppose, lay down your marker very early. You know, that middle portion of the first half really seized on a few turnovers, a few missed passes of theirs, and really punished them.
Yeah, look, we've done a fair bit of work to try and win their kick out, as, you know, probably more work in their kick out to try and win it, because if we turn it over, we're already in their half and it's just a wee bit easier, you know. And obviously, you know, that happened, and whenever the score comes off it, you know, it's textbook stuff.
And then obviously you went 7 up at one stage in the first half, and then you only were 1 up at half time, give away 2 bad goals.
Yeah, look, with 3 minutes to go till the 30th minute, you know, we were 7 up, and then all of a sudden, you know, we retreated, and, you know, all the things that took us to the lead we stopped doing, you know, and everybody started to retreat, so which can happen. And, you know, in a funny way, going in only a point up at half time was actually maybe a help, because we probably had to regroup and had to look at the things harder, and the fact that we did do the work on the high ball at half time and we didn't concede another goal was testament to just, you know, the amount of work you can do in 10 minutes at half time.
And then you made the march again at the start of the second half, got the goal and a couple of points, and went, what, 5 up again?
Yeah, once we went, I think we went 5 up again at that, six at one point, and then at that stage there was probably about 15 minutes to go, and, you know, obviously Kilcou had been in this position numerous times and came up a wee bit short, and I suppose probably that fear of losing gripped them a wee bit, and the sort of skill and endeavour they played with in the previous 15, kind of the bravery died a wee bit, and they just didn't want to give away a silly goal, and probably just allowed Niamh Connell on to us a wee bit, but just done enough, and in a day like this, nobody cares, it was enough, and that was it.
You're into a new phase in your football life now, coaching. Obviously you won 2 as with Ballinderry, your home club. How does this compare?
Look, it's very different. You know,
two Ulsters, I mean.
It's very different. You know, this is for them. You know, like, I'm delighted for them. You know, it's not for us. You know, we were just here to facilitate and help and try and get the environment where they're fit to to be the best they can be, I suppose. And, you know, I'd be remiss today not to mention, you know, like obviously previous management teams and, you know, Paul and Jim and these boys that have been here and took these team and put on a real good platform. We were the lucky ones today that got over the line, but there's been a whole lot of people that put in a whole lot of work to get today. And, you know, like it wouldn't be a case of taking any credit for anything in that.